Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning the last halacha in the Rambam in the Sefer Yad HaChazaka. And this shir should be Le'ili Nishmas Esther Bas Shmuel and Le'Refuas Yehuda Ben Sion Ben Naomi and Eitan Meir Ben Rivka Ora. We are going to delve deeply into this Rambam, and I will note at the outset that the analysis is not my own. Rather, it's based on those who have preceded me. However, it's very, very exciting to share this very, very beautiful Torah with you, and hopefully we will be Mekayim. But it says in Chazal that one of the questions they're going to ask us after 120 is Tzipisa Lishua. Did you wait for the ultimate salvation? So by learning about the ultimate salvation, by learning about Yemos HaMashiach, hopefully we will also feel this yearning for those times. The Rambam says in the last halach of the Yad HaChazaka, Voso Zman, Lo Yesham, Lo Rav, Lo Milchama, Lo Kina, V'Tacharus. At that time, when Mashiach comes, there will be neither famine, nor war, nor jealousy, nor competition. There will be a great bounty of good, and all of the delicacies will be like dust. They will be so plentiful. And the whole world will be busy only with knowledge of God. Now we know that the Rambam is very, very medayik in his lashon, b'tachlis hadiyuk. I once heard somebody said that he saw an old ksavi out of the Rambam, and mamish, you see how he wrote, and he erased, and he erased, and he wrote, and he was so careful about what he wrote. And the Rambam himself says that he writes in the Hazakhtamah to the Sefer Ayad, b'lashon berurah v'derech ktzara, the Rambam tries to write as clearly and as succinctly as possible. So if the Rambam here says, Shatoba tiyam mishpas harbe v'chol ma'adanim mitzuyim ka'afar, there will be so much good, and all of the delicacies will be like the dust of the earth. It's not merely a double lashon, a tuple to lashon, as they say in Yiddish. He's not just repeating himself because it sounds good, because it's poetic, that he says, Shatoba tiyam mishpas harbe v'chol ma'adanim mitzuyim ka'afar. Not only will there be a great bounty of good, but all the delicacies will be like the dust of the earth. That just seems to be saying the same thing twice, but he clearly not. Rather, the Rambam is teaching us two different things. Number one, Shatoba tiyam mishpas harbe. And number two, v'chol ma'adanim mitzuyim ka'afar, all the delicacies will be like the dust. What does this mean? So the Rambam writes, Shehatova tiyam mishpas harbe with a shin. Shehatova, not vehatova, shehatova. That good will be in great bounty. So if he says sheh, it means that he's referring to what he said earlier in the halacha. What did he say earlier in the halacha? That when Mashiach comes, there will be neither lo ra'av, lo milchama, etc., 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 neither famine nor war. Why is that? Why will there be no famine, etc.? Because Shatova tiyam mishpas harbe. The Rambam's explaining. You know why there won't be famine, etc.? Because there will be so much good. And we can say that there are two things the Rambam mentioned correspond to the two things he said earlier. Two categories. Number one, Shatova tiyam mishpas harbe. And number two, v'chol ma'adanim mitzuyim ka'afar. Shatova tiyam mishpas harbe corresponds to lo yesham lo rav lo milchama. V'chol ma'adanim mitzuyim ka'afar corresponds to lo sin of atachorus. It says Shatova tiyam mishpas harbe. So that negates a reality of rav and milchama, because every person will have so much good, there'll be nobody will be hungry, and there'll be no need to wage wars. What do you need more things for? You have everything you need. Shatova tiyam mishpas harbe. However, there's still going to possibly can be a feeling of kinan tacharus, of jealousy, of competition, because it could be that maybe your friend has things that you don't know about. And you're not going to wage war because you don't know what to take for yourself, but you're still going to feel jealousy and competitive. And therefore the Rambam says, v'chol ma'adanim mitzuyim ka'afar, that the chashivus of all the ma'adanim, all the delicacies will be like afar. Like the Rambam says in when he's talking about hashbasis hachametz, when he's talking about getting rid of your chametz, the Rambam says it's kedavar she'ein bo tzorach klal. When you make it like afar has no need at all. There's no need at all for afar. So since all the ma'adanim will be kedavar she'ein bo tzorach klal, like the Rambam says, that's ma'adanim mitzuyim ka'afar. So all of you things that you have will be worthless. You won't need them at all. So there's going to be no need to have kinan tacharus with respect to ma'adanim, with delicacies. Gashmi is sticking on him. You're not going to be jealous because it's like going to be like offer. It's not going to interest you so much. So now we understand shatova tiyo mushpas harbe v'kol ma'adanim mitzuyim ka'afar, and that corresponds to rav and mulchama and kinan tacharus. If you have a lot of tova, there's not going to be war and hunger. And if it's like offer, then it's not going to be. There's not going to be jealousy and competition. However, the Rambam concludes there, and he says, "V'lo ya'esek kol ha'olam el hadas es Hashem bilvad." The whole world will be interested only in knowledge of God. So the Rambam says, "Lo ela," there will be no business in the world, rather just only to know that knowledge of Hashem. "V'lo ya'esek ha'olam," the world will not have any esek ela except to know Hashem. L'das es Hashem bilvad. So why did the Rambam just say, "Esek kol ha'olam yed es Hashem l'das es Hashem bilvad"? That the world will be busy with knowing God. Why does the Rambam say there will be no business for the world except for knowledge of God? So the Rambam is negating something else. And we're going to see what that is. Because l'chora, after the Rambam writes that not only will there be a lot of tov in the world, a lot of good, but more than that, v'chol ha'madanim mitzuyim ka'afra, that they're going to, the delicacies are going to be like dust. It's not going to be interesting for people, kedavar shein bo tzarech klal, and therefore it's not shaykh to have any feeling of kinan, tacharuz, of competition and jealousy. So the only thing people are going to be interested in is things that aren't in the category of kol ha'madanim. So what is the Rambam now? He's negating. What else is left that the Rambam has to negate when he says, "Lo ye'esek ha'olam, ela l'das es Hashem bilvad"? The only thing that people are going to be busy with is only except, people are not going to be busy with anything except l'das es Hashem. What is the Rambam negating? He already negated everything. He said everything's going to be like afar. So what is the Rambam negating when he says there's going to be no business in the world, nobody's going to be interested in anything except l'das es Hashem bilvad? What is the Rambam negating? Not only that, the Rambam doesn't just say lo ye'esek ha'olam el hadas es Hashem. He said bilvad. So that extra word bilvad, only there will be no business for the world except knowledge of God, bilvad alone. Why does the Rambam say? He could have just said lo ye'esek ha'olam el hadas es Hashem. So bilvad again, the Rambam is trying to negate something. What's the Rambam onto? And the Rambam concludes, and this is how he finishes the Sefer Yad HaZakah. Lefikach yu Yisrael chachamim gedolim v'yodim dvar mastumim v'yasigu das voram ulefikach yu Yisrael chachamim gedolim v'yodim dvar mastumim v'yasigu das voram kifi kolach ha'odam shenemar ki malah ha'aretz de'at Hashem kemayim liyam mechasim. At that time, therefore, the Jewish people will be great chachamim. They will know the hidden things. They will understand the knowledge of their Creator according to the power of a person, as it says, as much as a person can. As it says, the earth will be filled with knowledge of God, as water covers the sea. So here also, there are a number of diukim we can make. Number one, it says, Dvarim Hastumim. We'll know these hidden things. What are the hidden things? What is the Rambam talking about? Number two, it says, Koach Adam. According to the koach of a person. What is the Rambam coming to teach us? It's pashut. We're going to know according to koach ha'adam. We're talking about das boram. Of course, we're only going to know das boram, kefi koach ha'adam. Number three, why does the Rambam write the end of the pasuk also? Kemayim liyam mechasim. Like a water covers the sea. The Rambam there also in Hilchas Tshuva describes that ba'osan ayamim tarba das v'achochma. And he brings the pasuk kimala haaretz, etc. And he doesn't bring kimayim liyam mechasim. He says kimala haaretz de'as Hashem. But he doesn't bring kimayim liyam mechasim. Why is kimayim liyam mechasim important? Mala haaretz de'as Hashem should be enough. So it could be that the explanation is as follows. The Rambam says, lo ye'esek kol olam ela das es Hashem bilvad. Here the Rambam is negating not only an asek, a business that's not an involvement, that's not service of God. Rather, he's also negating an asek that al pi Torah is considered a service of God. But because of the change in the world at that time, there will be no more need for this avoda. And therefore, lo ye'esek kol ha'olam. The world will not be busy with anything, even not with Avodas Hashem, a different type of Avodas Hashem. The only thing people will be busy with, except for L'das es Hashem Bilvat. Meaning, this halacha is coming as a continuation to what the Rambam writes in the previous halacha, that bimos hamashiach, the Jewish people are going to be pnuyim b'torah v'chochmasa. Like the halacha calls it, torasa u'manaso, that the people will be busy just with Torah and chochma. People will be full-time learners. It's going to be a worldwide kolel. And we're not going to have to worry anymore about the poor kolel guys. The kolel guys are going to have everything they need, and everybody's going to be able to steig away. It's going to be unbelievable. I can't wait. Now, Bizman HaZeh, even if somebody is Torah Som Nasa, if somebody's busy learning full-time, the Rambam still paskins that if a person, and this is in Hilchas Talmud Torah and Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, that Kolam Meisim Alibo Shiyasuk B'Torah V'lo Yasim Halacha V'Yisparnis Menat Staka, somebody who says, listen, I'm going to learn, and I'm not going to go to work, and I'm going to make Parnasa from Staka, I'm going to be a Shnor. Zok the Rambam Harei Zechil Es Hashem, Zechil Hashem, Zechil Hashem to do that. We well know that many people argued with the Rambam on this, but that's the Rambam's opinion. Just because some people don't like it, doesn't mean that it's not the Rambam's opinion. The Rambam says, "Kol ameisim alibo shiyasuk b'torah v'lo yasim alacha v'yisparnis minat staka harei zechil es Hashem." And a person has to do, the Rambam says in Halacha Tes, "Malacha b'chol yom ad kedei chayev." He has to do enough to live. And it says in the Rambam, Tzivu chachamim hevi memayit be'esek. You shouldn't work too much. So it says, hevi memayit, you should be memayit in your esek. But you still have to work. A little bit of working is important according to the Rambam. Necessary. But since we're talking about somebody who's Torah Som Naso, who's learning full time, so when he's doing business, when he's working, it's only, like the Rambam says, shehe gufo shalim v'chaza kadei shetia nafsha yishara ladas es Hashem. Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, this person has to have a strong body in order that he can be involved in knowledge of God. And if he does that, then his work is avoda l'makom baruchu. And he's ovedes Hashem tamid b'shah shenosei v'nosein v'kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim v'kol derechecha deyeyu. Like the Rambam says, when this person's working, his working, it's part of his avodas Hashem. So that's Bizman HaZeh. So Bizman HaZeh, you have a Yid, and a Yid wants to just sit and learn, but he can't, because the Rambam says he has to go to work, so he goes to work. How much does he work? He works the bare minimum, just enough to get by, so that he can sit and learn. He can be Yodeas Hashem. Now, when this person works, his working is also avodas Hashem. It's also avodah l'makom baruch hu. When he's learning. And when he's not learning, he's also serving Hashem by working, because working enables his learning. Working is also a chiyuv. That's Bizman HaZeh. But the Oisoi Hazman, when it's Mashiach's Zeiten, HaTova Tia Mushbas Harbe, it's not even going to be necessary to work at all. Like the Rambam says in the Perish of Mishnayos to Sanhedrin, in his Akdama to Perek Chelek, he says, "Ba'osa amayamim yia nakel meoid al bnei adam limsom echiyasa matche ba'omil me'at." It's going to be very easy for people in the future to find their parnasa, to get food. A little bit, a tiny bit of work, everything's going to be all prepared. They're not going to have to do kimat anything. So they don't have to do business. They're not going to have to do business lamakom baruch hu. Today, Bizman HaZeh, we have to work in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's part of our avodas Hashem when we get a job. But in the future, it's not even that's not going to be necessary, because it's going to be so easy. Hatova tia mushbas harbe. There's going to be so much good. There's going to be so much bounty in the world, and therefore lo yeh koisek kol haolam elo ladas es Hashem bilvat. The entire esek of the world is there will not be, to translate literally, there will not be involvement in the world except knowledge of God, meaning it's negating even avodas Hashem. So obviously we are going to be involved in ruchnius, but the ruchnius is not only going to be a ruchnius of serving Hashem, because there's even going to be a type of ruchnius, a type of serving Hashem that today is serving Hashem, but in the future won't even be necessary. So it's negating that it won't be necessary to work at all. Lo yaseh ka'olam. It's negating that there will be no involvement in the world, even avodas Hashem. The only even working in order to be oved Hashem, b'chol derechecha de'eyu, even that won't be necessary. Why? All we're going to have to do is Ladas is Hashem Bilvad. We're just going to have to know God. That's all. We'll just be busy with that. We'll have Toba Tiyah Mushpas Harbe. There's going to be so much good in the world. We can just be involved in Ruchnias. And obviously we're not going to want to be involved in the in things outside, even working L'Shem Shemayim, we're not going to be involved in. Certainly not the Gashmias things, because the Ma'adanim are going to be Mitzuyim Kafar. They're going to be like the Rambam says in the about Hashpasas Achameitz, that it's not Chashiv, it's not going to be Chashiv. The Gashmias isn't going to be Chashiv. And even the Ruchnias of working won't have value anymore, won't be necessary. All that's going to be necessary is pure, unadulterated Ruchnias. Lo yesa kola mel adasas Hashem bilvad. And now we can also understand the word bilvad. Bilvad, we said, is negating something else. It could have just said lo yesa kola mel adasas Hashem. What is the bilvad? So what the bilvad is being is negating something in the ladasas Hashem. In other words, not only won't there be any other esek in the world, even avoda for Hashem, avoda lamakom baruch hu, working for God, having a job for God, all there will be is ladasas Hashem. But even the ladasas Hashem will be only in order ladasas Hashem. We're not going to want to know God for any other reason other than to want to know God. We're not going to want to know God in order to know what to do. We're not going to want to know God in order to get smicha. We're not going to want to know God in order to give a shir. We're going to want to know God for one reason, because we want to know God. Lo ye esek kol ha'olam. The only thing, there will be no involvement in the world except to know God alone, just to know God. When they want to know God, they want to know God in order to know God. We want to be mesig Torah. We want to understand Torah. We want to learn Torah lishma. Torah lishma, many different definitions. One of them is l'shem Torah. We want to know Torah just to know Torah. Elo l'das is Hashem, because we want knowledge of God. Because since the Jewish people will be pnuyim v'torah v'chachmasa, they'll be all Torah samumnasam, everybody's going to be a full-time learner. They're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah b'shleimus. And the shleimus of the kiyum of mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the perfect way to do it is when you're learning not for any other reason, just to know Torah. And that's the way to really get into Torah. When there's no other reason, you just want to know Torah. And even though when Mashiach, during Mashiach's time, there'll also be kiyum mitzvahs, because mitzvahs betelos is only in Tchias HaMesim, but as the Achronim say, but Bimos HaMashiach, there will be mitzvahs. And Memela, we have to learn in order to know what to do. So that's enough if you learn one time. Just learn Torah Sheba'al Peh, go through the basic halachic handbooks, and then we won't be involved anymore knowing what to do. We already know the halachas. So now what we're going to do is, after we know the halachas, nothing else is going to be necessary. We're only going to be learning Ela Ladas is Hashem Bilvad. We're just going to go deep, deep into, it says in Shulchan Aruch Harav, Hilchos Tamei Torah, Omek Tamei Halachas Va'apilpul B'Tamei. We're going to go deep into the reasons for the halachas, and we're going to be mefalpel and understanding the halachas. And the learning is going to be Va'oifen Shel Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, as it says in Yeshayahu, just to expand the Torah, to understand the Torah. Drush v'kabel schar, just to darshan, to understand, in order to be v'kabel schar, meaning that we're not doing it in order to get the schar, because the schar is going to come in Mela. But we're doing it because it's the right thing. We're doing it because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn Torah in order to learn Torah. L'shma, l'shem Torah. L'shem Dveikus Bashem. That's Lo Ye'esek Ha'olam El Ladasas Hashem Bilvad. It's only going to be Ladasas Hashem, and not for any other reason. And according to this, we can also understand with the Rambam's Lashon of Esek, Lo Ye'esek Kol Ha'olam El Ladasas Hashem Bilvad. Because Esek implies toil. Lasok B'divrei Torah. Means that you're working hard, like the Bach says in Aruch Chaim, in Siman Mem Zayin, that Esek is that you're working hard in Torah. Zol Zayin V'in Esek. It should be like a business. Like you go to work every day And a person works hard. I work every day and every night. A person works hard. So too, when a person learns Torah, he's going to work hard at it. He's going to be mefalpel, he's going to be mechadesh, he's going to be magdil Torah v'yadir. And what's a business? A business is only when you earn. When you come out with more than you came in with. So if a person walks into a shir, and he doesn't expand on the Torah that he hears, so he didn't really earn that much. The more what you hear, what you learn, is gevaldik, so you earned what you learn. But you always want to increase your dividends. So if you have a chiddush or two or three based on what you heard, it's even better. And that's what we have to do. We have to constantly expand the Torah. And based on this, we can also understand a number of diyukim in the Lashonos of the Rambam at the end of this halacha. The Rambam says, Ulefikach yu Yisrael chachamim gedoylim. The Rambam says that the Jewish people will be great chachamim. He doesn't say stam chachamim. Gadlus v'chachma. In other words, they're going to be learning in a way of yagdil Torah v'yadir. The Torah is going to be increased in great chachamim gedolim. And the Rambam says, yodim dvarim hastumim. The Rambam says that we were going to know hidden matters. We're going to know hidden matters of the Torah. Because this is a continuation of what it says earlier, Pnuyim b'Torah b'Chachma, so we're going to be free for Torah and its Chachma. And that's the Omek Tameh Halachas v'Apilpul b'Tameim. As is the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. We're going to know the depths of the reasons of the Halachas, or we're going to be Mefalpel, Megai tifer and tifer and tifer into a Tosfos to understand the Svar of Tosfos. And Ein Lokeitz v'Tachlis, there's no end to the depths of the Torah. You can always go deeper and deeper and deeper. And these are Dvarim Hastumim, like the Pasuk says, Hanistaros Lashem Elokeinu. Because we have Niglos Lanu Levaneinu, that's the Halachas, that's the revealed Halachas, and then the Nistaros, that we go deep into the reasons for the Halachas. And we're Mefalpel and what the Svaras are. And then the Rambam goes into a higher level. The Rambam says they're going to know Dvarim Hastumim, V'yasigu Das Boram. They're going to comprehend the knowledge of their Creator. And here the Rambam is referring to the Maisim Merkava, the chariot of God, Kiviyachol, the higher, deeper Kabbalistic secrets. And not only are we going to know Dvarim Hastumim, but even more than that, Yasigu Das Bora, we're going to understand the knowledge of our Creator, we're going to understand the Maisim Merkava, we're going to go higher and higher in our understanding of Torah. And then the Rambam says, Kefi Koach HaAdam. So what is Kefi Koach HaAdam? We said, of course it's Kefi Koach HaAdam. And the answer is, the Rambam isn't just limiting us, saying it's going to be only according to a person's power. Of course it's only according to a person's power. The Rambam is saying that since Lo Ye'esa Kol Olam El Adas Es Hashem Bilvad, therefore the Hasaga Bishlei Musa is going to be Kefi Koach HaAdam. What does it mean, Kefi Koach HaAdam? As much as a person can. In other words, the person is going to reach the highest possible level of Das HaBore. It's not limiting. It's saying how high a person is going to reach, as high as possible. Not saying only as much as he can do. It's like saying, yeah, it's not going to be so great. Only as much as a person can do. He's saying it's going to maximize his potential. Kefi Koach Adam, that's how much he's going to have Das HaBore. And the Rambam brings a raya from Torah Shebichsav. It says, Ki mala ha'aretz deyas Hashem kemaim liyam echasim. The world is going to be filled with knowledge of God, like water covers the seas. Since the earth is going to be filled with deyas Hashem, there's not going to be room for anything else. Ki mala ha'aretz deyas Hashem. The earth is going to be filled with knowledge of Hashem. That's what the word mala. It's going to be filled with knowledge of Hashem. And since it's going to be filled with knowledge of Hashem, there isn't going to be room for everything and anything else. So in other words, we're going to reach the shleimus of a person as much as you can understand Torah. There's not going to be room for anything else. All there is going to be is Deus Hashem. Knowledge of God. It's going to be filled, just like the water fills the seas. The earth is going to be filled with knowledge of Hashem. And now we can also understand why the Rambam says, Kemayim liyam echasim. Like water covers the seas. Since there will be no Asik in the world, only Ladas is Hashem Bilvad. In other words, this Deya is Hashem will be, as we would say in Hebrew, Ha'esek HaBiladi, the only exclusive involvement of the world. Therefore, in addition to the fact that a person is going to be filled with Deya is Hashem, which is possible when there are two things. There's going to be a person, and there's going to be Deya is Hashem. Just like you have the water, and then you have fish that are in the water. But here, it's not going to be two separate things. The Deya is going to become the person's complete Metzius. And that's what it means, Kimayim Liyam Mechasim. So not only is the earth going to be filled with Deya is Hashem, it's going to be in such a way of Kimayim Liyam Mechasim. Now just like we don't see the ground of the sea, and we don't see everything inside the sea, because the water fills it up, so too we're not going to have any other Metzius on the earth. The only Metzius there's going to be is Ladas is Deyas Hashem. That's going to be the only Metzius in the world. They're not going to be two separate things. The entire, the definition, the gather, the Metzius of the world when Mashiach comes is going to be completely and solely Deyas Hashem. Just like when you look at the sea, and all you see is water, 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 and water covers everything. There's nothing else but the water. You don't see the ground. You don't see any other Metzius. It's just the water that you see. So too in the world, the whole Metzius that we're going to see in the world is Deyas Hashem. So sweetest friends, we now we're omeid on a number of diukim, hafle b'fela now, how the Rambam reads. And we haven't finished yet the Siyata Dishmaya. We are going to have a second part to this shir, and we're going to continue delving deeper into this Rambam and into what's going to happen Bimos HaMashiach. And we should be zoche b'Siyata Dishmaya to live. I want to see it already. I want to see it. I want to see that Sha'olam Tia Mushbas B'Tova Harbe, that the world will be filled with a lot of goodness. And Lo Yek Esek Kol Olam Ella Da'asis Hashem Bilvan, that the world will be filled with great knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there'll be no more Rav, and no more Mulchama, and no more Kina, and Sinan, and Tacharus, and we should be Zochem, it's Hashem, the Biaz Goel Tzedek, Bimhei Ravi, Amenu, Amen, Vi Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friends.